The Raven and the Blues on VFBS Radio 2.
Start. Mickey Moody and Paul Williams together. They've been around playing blues and fine rock music in the UK for many, many years. Almost as long as me, really. They went back to their roots for that particular one. Smokestacks, Broom Dusters and Hoochie Coochie Men, which came out a couple of years ago, and really paying tribute to the music of Elmore James and T-Bone Walker and, well, Robert Johnson, the whole bit, really, I suppose. That's the Willie Dixon original, and that's called Shake For Me, opening up The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. My name's Dave Raven, not unsurprisingly. Make yourself comfortable, we've got some great stuff ahead of us. And the news of Live 8 and Pink Floyd coming back together for the first time in 20 years has really taken hold of the people involved and liking sort of the music of Floyd. And therefore, you might imagine there's not really much of a space for it on The Raven and the Blues, because Floyd were excellent, and are excellent, but never what you would call really a blues band. However, on the Jules Holland Small World Big Band album from a couple of years ago, and which I was planning to play anyway, because Jules is now touring the UK with his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, and he has a summer of live gigs all across the UK. On the album from a couple of years ago, he not only had Misha Paris, but he also had David Gilmour together. And so therefore, because to pay tribute to the fact that Floyd are coming back together, here's my near neighbour, just about. He owns a recording studio on a boat a few hundred yards up from me. David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, Misha Paris, and Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, and I put a spell on you.
I put a spell on you. Oh.
cause you're mine. You gotta stop the things you do. Spell on you.
Track which Nina Simone, I guess, made her own, but a superb performance there from Misha Paris together with David Gilmour. I was going to say Pink Floyd, but Exa Floyd in a way, although coming back together for Live 8. Together with Jules Holland and his Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, taken from the album Small World Big Band. He brings a new album out every year. It's really Jules and Friends, and that was the first of the series, so about 3 years ago that originally came out. Okay, if that's from 3 years ago, this is brand spanky new. Actually, before we play this next track, I received an album in the post this week. I received a package from Germany, and it was from Ray Dorset, Mungo Jerry, the blues band, and I was so excited. I thought, oh good, because I've been looking forward to something new coming from Ray or the Mungo Jerry blues band. And this was all live performances. It came in a CD box, a DVD box. And so I thought, it stands out that way. However, it's not particularly practical for me. So I carefully took it out, put it into a CD case, cut all the information and sleeve notes up and folded them up inside and thought, right, good, looking forward to playing a track on that on this week's Raven and the Blues. Came to put it in the CD player and it won't work because it's a DVD. Thank you, Ray. It's not your fault, it's mine. I just thought it was going to be an audio. So what I'll have to do if I want to play any of the audio from it is play the DVD and transcribe it. So I've got a DVD of the Mungo Jerry Blues Band live on stage in Vlothu, just outside Bad Oeynhausen in Germany. And looking forward to playing a track from that in a week or two's time after I've transcribed it. This one is also new, though. It's from Harrison Kennedy. And this is the album Voice Story, and I think it's lovely. This is called 40 Acres and a Mule.
We left our land so long ago. Somebody stole us away. Down so low, nowhere to go. Planting cotton and sugar cane. Where's my 40 acres and a mule? 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 First Nations people, my kinfolk say, show them which way to go. Brightest star to guide the way, like wise men long ago. Somebody moan, where's my 40 acres and a mule? 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 My relatives down in New Orleans, Tennessee, and Detroit helped build that land in slavery until the Civil War done destroyed it. Where's my 40 acres and a mule? 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 Somebody moan. Well, a good book said, to the end of time, brothers be killing brothers. Those who put their trust in God know His love is greater than 40 acres and a mule. 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 Ah, yeah.
Isn't that lovely? Oh, wonderful. Harrison Kennedy is the name of the artist. The album is brand spanking new. It's called Voice Story. It's out on Black & Tan Records. And it's possible, vaguely possible, you may have thought, I recognise that voice. I didn't until I read on the sleeve notes that Harrison Kennedy's been around since the 1970s in Detroit. And he was the lead vocalist with the band, the chairman of the board. And they had a raft of hits there. I think they were on Invicta Records here in the UK, if my memory serves me correct. But having once he'd had sort of the multi-million sellers with Chairman of the Board, he then went back to his roots, really, and hit the road and perfecting his crafts as a consummate blues man. And he is. If you enjoyed that track, you will just love the rest of the album. A total of 14 tracks altogether, and that is 40 Acres and a Mule. This is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, on FM, as Listen Again and as a podcast. And here is from Austin, Texas, or at least the record label, Dial Tone Records from Austin, Texas, somebody we haven't featured for a while on the programme. Her name is Barbara Lynn, and I Got Love If You Want It.
Time.
still in superb voice. Barbara Lynn and I Got Love If You Want It from the Blues and Soul Situation. I was going to say, if you're listening to this programme, you obviously like music because you wouldn't have chosen to listen otherwise. But music really forms a part of our life. And for the golden oldies, the people on BFBS, we've long since kind of known that the records that stay in your brain are the ones which reflect perhaps the first record you bought, your first love affair, virginity, losing it is normally pretty high up there, marriages, divorces. And for people in the services, again, I was talking to Glenn about this, and, you know, often your first posting overseas, and all sorts of firsts come in there, and the music that BFBS was playing at the time. And Barbara Lynn has a sort of a claim in all of that, because she had her huge hit in the early 1960s, You Lose a Good Thing, and also wrote for Aretha Franklin, recorded her work, the Rolling Stones did too, and Otis Redding. Then she dropped out to have kids and become a mum, and then was, I was going to say rediscovered, but that's unfair, because she didn't fall away, she just chose to be away. And so presumably once the kids have grown up in the late 90s, she came back together from in Austin, and that's it. The album is called Blues and Soul Situation, really tight band behind her, and I Got Love If You Want It. I've got a request. We don't normally do requests. Well, I mean, we're happy to do requests, but I don't normally get many requests. But I'm just clicking on the email here. Simon said, next time you're looking, what was his exact words? If you ever find yourself staring blankly into space when choosing music for the programme, how about something from either Hans Taysink or the Hamsters? Hamsters it is.
My baby, she let me gather wood and lay my guitar down. My baby, she left me, got a wood and lay my guitar down. Since she left me, I've been rocking from town to town. Left my home in South and then I headed out to London town. Left my home in South and then I headed out to London town. Stopped up in Brentwood and I really had to get on down. See me 'cause they say they like my guitar sound. When they wear me, gonna see me 'cause they say they like my guitar sound. Make it feel real good, make you wanna go to go downtown.
One of the hardest working bands in the UK. They're called The Hamsters. That's taken from their album Open All Hours. Slim, The Reverend Otis, and Zaza. And that's, I forgot what the track I clued up there. I've got so many things on the screen here. Let me just move that out of the way. And that was called I Wouldn't Lay My Guitar Down. Okay. They're actually working. Where are we? It's next weekend, isn't it? There's a big blues festival going on in Chichester at Pump Bottom Farm, which is a great name. It's on Thursday the 23rd, and then Friday and Saturday and Sunday through the 26th. A great lineup as well. It's got from the States, it's got Eugene Hideaway Bridges, it's got Hans Taysink there, and on the Thursday of next week, it's got the Hamsters, John Otway, and Wilco Johnson as well. So the mad and the bad and the dangerous. I wish I could be going, but this weekend already is committed down in Lymington, so I can't see me getting away for that as well. But it would have been nice. If you'd like to make a request, it is awfully simple. It's dave.raven@bfbs.com. It doesn't have to be a request, of course. You can just make comments on the programme and ask anything you like, really. It's coming up to 6 years old, The Raven and the Blues. And in that 6 years, we've moved times a couple of times across the days of the week. But it's by now, because with the listen again option, the number of people are choosing to click on the rnb.mp3 file is really very gratifying. So thanks. If you're listening in your own time, freed from the tyranny of radio, I suppose it's even more thanks in a way, because it means you deliberately chose to listen to the blues show. I'd mentioned the fact that I wasn't able to play the Mungo Jerry DVD on the programme, but I do have another new album from Germany, from Roof Records. His name is Ian Parker. It's called Whilst the Wind, and I think it's again, I was listening to this earlier on this week and listening, trying to work out which track was going to be best to play to start it off, and I thought this one was the one to play, probably. It's called It Hurts a Man.
Passes through your fingers like a thousand grains of sand, as you clutch in faded memories in the palm of your hand. And that hurts a man. Talk with you. Time passes through your fingers like a thousand grains of sand, as you clutch in faded memories in the palm of your hand. And that hurts a man. Your love and care, it was so worthwhile. As flowers blossom in the sun, every word of encouragement you
Venue is the Blue Garage in Hanover. The date is the 4th of December last year. And on stage, Ian Parker, way at the back in the centre, Wayne Proctor on drums. On the off-prompt side, Steve Amadeo on bass. And on the prompt side, Morg Morgan on keyboards. And right in dead centre is Ian Parker himself. And that's the album, Whilst the Wind, Ian Parker Live. I think it's really fine. It's on Roof Records, and you'll find links to Ian Parker on the programme. So that was recorded in Hanover in Germany last year. Now to West Yorkshire and recorded a little bit beyond that, probably about 2 years ago, I would guess. Really fine album from Emily Druce, and with the album is called together with Steve Jones, it's called Druce and Jones, Songs from the Silver Band Room, and this is called Still Called It Home.
Waiting the drain, while I drag round my troubles like a ball and chain. I'm on my way now, I know, I can feel it in my bones. I know I'm on my way.
Voice. Her name is Emily Druce. She's British and been singing the blues ever since she was knee-high to a grasshopper, influenced by, I think, the music of her parents as well. And she met Steve Jones when she asked him to make a guitar for her. Steve Jones, not only a fine guitarist, musician in his own right, but also a maker of guitars. And they got on well together. And so, I think it was about 2003, they got into a studio together. They were sort of doing bits of rehearsals and decided, let's make an album, which is, this is the album. It's called Songs from the Silver Band Room, which is the room where they did their rehearsals and their recording. Emily Druce and Steve Jones together. And if you enjoyed that, again, I can only say you'll really enjoy the album. And I still called it home. What record label's it on? DiscoveryRecords.com? Yeah, well, I'll put a link. She's got her own webpage, obviously, as you would imagine. EmilyDruce.co.uk. But I'll put all the links on the website. But from Home Firth in Yorkshire. That's Emily Druce and Steve Jones. Don't forget the website. A chance to click through to all the links, find out more about Emily Druce and the hamsters and everything else that we've talked about on the programme, and also some clickable links to hear the programme all over again. I've just realised I was supposed to be to put the I was going to do a segue between Emily Druce and this, and I forgot all about it. I'm sorry. Imagine that Emily Druce came to a gentle and wonderful end, and straight in afterwards, without my wittering on, was this from Guy Davis.
Everything I could do, babe. You know, I've tried to get along with you. Everything. Honey, I've tried to get along with you. You just wasn't satisfied, honey, with nothing that I do. I prayed both night and day. Yes, I prayed. Mama, you know I prayed both night and day. Well, I prayed to the master, send you back this way. Thank you. believe I might lose my mind. I believe, honey, no, I believe I might lose my mind. No more, darling. I'm just wasting my time. Please, baby, don't you do me wrong. Don't you do me wrong. Well, I love you, pretty darling. Mama, I hate to see you gone.
Together, I believe the old stuff is the best. That's what I believe about it. Nearby, I know. Just a little bit of this talking. You try to tell me in the morning about the break of day. If you don't go to work, how you gonna get your pay? I leave soon in the morning with my mule and plow. On a Saturday I come home and I try to satisfy everybody. They got to work to draw the pay. You know they didn't stop paying you on a Friday, on a Saturday. On a Sunday you don't draw your pay. You know you get up in the morning and don't feel so well, but still you're gonna be called out by that big bell. I was laying in my bed when I heard the big bell ring. I couldn't do nothing but have the blues and get up, and I begin to sing. I gotta go to work this morning. I gotta work, yes, Lee. For the things that I'm gonna do next, I guess I'll just have to wait and see. Now you know when you get out of a job and nothing to do, all your friends nearby gonna turn their back on you. But you let them tell it, you're the best in the world. But they gonna call you a coon, possum, or old shaggy-tailed squirrel, or something like that, you know. That's when you're out of job. And that happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
Every time you get out of job, that's it.
Well, you didn't get your segue between Emily Drews and Guy Davis, but you did get the segue between Guy Davis and Lightnin' Hopkins. First of all, from an album from just about a year or so ago, Chocolate to the Bone. I thought it's got a really sort of authentic, traditional blues feel to it, and yet most of it's mostly current material. And you heard Guy with I Believe I'll Lose My Mind, and then joining onto that, the Tradition Masters, Lightnin' Hopkins, a 2-CD set of his work from the 1940s, and you heard there, You Gotta Work to Get Your Pay. Okay, how are we doing? 12 minutes of the programme left to go. That's probably 1, 2, 3, perhaps 4 tracks altogether. Let's squeeze in another lady. Her name is Teresa James, and Just When I Thought.
Hey, 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 hey.
It's described as funky and greasy. Didn't seem too greasy to me, but very New Orleans-ish. And that is Just When I Thought, coming from Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps. And that's off a sampler album, which has only been out a month or two, from Black and Tan Records, called Keeping Living Music Alive. It's 19 tracks altogether, nearly sort of a full over an hour and a quarter, or nearly an hour and a quarter of playing time, and a good example of the sort of stuff that Black and Tan are doing. Here's somebody who, his real name is Bill Homans, but he was up for a WC Handy Award under his working stage name of Watermelon Slim this year. He's been playing the music for a while, but most of his life he hasn't been a full-time musician. He's been a blue-collar labourer, mostly as a truck driver. But he's also, in between driving trucks, he's earned degrees in history and journalism from the University of Oregon. He's got a master's degree in history from the Oklahoma State University, and he's also a member of Mensa, so he's no fool. Watermelon Slim, Up Close and Personal is the album, and describing his days as a truck driver, this is Blue Freightliner.
Blue Freightliner rolling on down the road.
His life as a truck driver, and that's Watermelon Slim from the album Up Close and Personal, and that's Blue Freightliner. Quite a few of the tracks on the album are sort of get based around his life on the road as a driver, and some train tracks too. I'm not quite sure whether he did some time on the railroads, but if you enjoy that again, you'll find more information from Watermelon Slim, all one word, watermelonslim.com. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. A bit of a rush to get things in towards the end. But I thought I'd finish with a track which sort of followed on from that particular one, which is driving and everything else and sort of hitting the big American highways. And that's Lowell Fulson and Too Many Drivers. But before I close, let's quickly remind you of the various contact addresses, because I'd love to hear from you in which wherever you are in the world, in whichever format you're listening, whether it's on FM, as Listen Again, or as a podcast. dave.raven@bfbs.com should get to me. And don't forget, bfbs.com/R&B is the website. Tracks or links to all the people we've played on the programme, chance to look at all the other stuff we've played over the nearly 6 years, and also a chance to hear the programme all over again. Let's finish with Lowell Fulson then. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I'm in love with you, baby. Automobile. I've been in love with you, baby. Just let me ride in your automobile. Also, I know you got a good little car, darling, but you got 2 minutes driving at the wheel. Now listen here, baby. You can't do this to me. You said you had one driver, now you got by two or three. Oh, baby, let me ride in your automobile. Cause I know you got a good little car, darling, but you got 2 minutes driving at the wheel. You got two drivers at daytime, you got about two drivers at night. Cause it ain't no two drivers gonna treat your little car right. Oh, baby, just let me ride in your automobile. Cause I know you got a good little car, darling, but you got 2 minutes driving at the wheel. Baby, your oil was low. When I checked your battery, you know your heart wouldn't blow. Oh, baby, just let me ride in your automobile. Cause I know you got a good little car, darling, but you got 2 minutes driving at the wheel. You said you want to know, baby, the way I feel, then put one arm around me, put the other on the wheel. Oh, baby, let me ride in your automobile. You got a good little car, darling, but you got too many riding at the wheel.